Okay, it's going.
Okay, it is December 16th at 12:30, and we are resuming the public session of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's board meeting. And we have completed executive session and are now back in public session. So we are now on our public board meeting agenda, item number 6, motions on cases heard in an executive session. The first item is the consent agenda recommended to close reporting inquiries, and we actually do not have any for consideration. Moving on to 6B, consent agenda recommended to close inquiries.
I make a motion to close inquiry 029. Do we list out the whole
entire
number?
You could just say 2021 inquiries number.
Okay. I made a motion to close inquiry 2021-RA-029 through 033.
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of closing inquiries number 2021-029-030-031-033, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried. Item 6C, other motions, compliance with settlement agreements. We don't have any of those on our list today. Okay.
Those would be the investigation reports heard during into executive session.
Oh, those, okay, specifically on those, okay. So for those cases heard in executive session, so we'll, Jason, you want to start us off with our motions?
Yes, I make a motion to, for insufficient evidence, for cases 20-015, 016, 017, 018, 019, 020, 071 and 022 for insufficient evidence.
I'll second the motion.
Do I need to list the OAR?
Okay, I just want to make sure that we've got, so you've got fiscal year 2020, case number 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and did you state case 21-002?
No. I did not. I was going to save that for another one, but yeah, that's all good. For insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-002011.
Okay. Is there seconds on the floor? Is there any further discussion? Okay. For all in favor of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
For those opposed, the motion has carried. Jason, you're on mute.
Yep, I noticed that. Sorry. For case 20-023, I make a motion for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-000522.
I'll second the motion.
Is there further discussion? Okay. Okay. For a vote on insufficient evidence in case 20-023, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
I make a motion for case 21-005 for insufficient evidence for ORS 673.32093.
I'll second it.
Is there further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence in the case 21-005, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion has carried.
I make a motion for case 21-006 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-030-0010, Plan 1, Plan B, and a motion for sufficient evidence of OAR 801-030-0020, Plan 8, Plan B.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor state aye. Aye. Those opposed? The motion is carried.
Jim, I want to clarify real quick. Actually, I messed up my notes here. 21-007.
Okay.
That's next on our list?
Yes.
Okay. And I had sufficient evidence.
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I have my notes right. I make a motion for 21-007 for sufficient evidence for OAR 801-010-0130, Plan 1. For a last license, practicing public accounting with a last license.
I'll second it.
Is there further discussion? All in favor of a vote of sufficient evidence in case number 21-007, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
I make a motion for case 21-008 for sufficient evidence, violation of OAR 801-030-0020, Plan 5, acting through others for allowing a lap license to provide services in the name of a firm.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence in case number 21-008, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
Can I make a motion? So we go on to.
Keep going.
I make a motion for case 21-018. For insufficient evidence of OAR 801-010-0345, Plan 8, Plan A, Plan B.
I'll second the motion.
Is there further discussion? All in favor of insufficient evidence in the case of 21-018, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
I make a motion for case 21-019 for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-010-0130, Plan 1.
I'll second it.
Joe?
Nancy, I was trying to jump in on, in case, this is Joe Sullivan, Board Vice Chair, for case 21-019. I'll recuse myself. myself. I do have a financial interest with my firm house with the respondents in Quick.
Okay, great. Thank you, Joe. And Jason, can you just repeat your motion for me real quick?
Yes. So, in K21-019, I make a motion for insufficient evidence for OAR 801-010-013071.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just didn't quite hear the beginning of it. I just wanted to make sure we had it on record. And Stu seconded that. Okay, any further discussion? Okay, for a vote of insufficient evidence in case number 21-019, state aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And then the notes show that Joe Sullivan has recused himself. Okay, moving on to agenda item 7A.
So, settlement was reached in investigation 20-002. The issues were not timely responding to board communications. We agreed to $1,500 of civil penalties, $1,000 of costs, state $500 of penalties, and $1,000 of costs for an additional amount of $1,000.
Okay, is there a motion?
I make a motion for the settlement for K20-002 to accept it as proposed.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor of accepting the settlement agreement in case number 20-002, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, motion's passed. Case number 20-035.
The issues in this investigation were due professional care, planning and supervision, not timely disclosing regulatory inquiry, not timely responding to board communications. We agreed on $20,000 of civil penalties, $1,000 in costs, and stay $10,000 in penalties and $1,000 in costs for a net due amount of $10,000.
I make a motion to accept the settlement proposal for case 20-035 as proposed.
I'll second it.
Is there further discussion? All in favor of accepting the settlement agreement as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried. Case number 21-015.
The issue was failure to comply with the previous order. We came to an agreement to unstay $5,000 civil penalties.
I make a motion to accept the settlement proposal for case 21-015 as stated.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? For a vote of yes to the proposal, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Case number 21-016.
The issue here was acting through others. We arrived at $5,000. In civil penalties, $1,000 in costs, stayed $500 in penalties and $1,000 in costs for a net due amount of $3,500.
I make a motion for case 21-016 to accept the settlement proposal as stated.
I'll second it.
Further discussion? Okay, hearing none. For a vote to accept the settlement proposal as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. Next item is item 8A, review of the public board summary from October 19th, 2021. I believe this is informational only. Are there any comments? Okay, hearing none. So we're going to move on to 9A, which is new business, election of leadership. So let's see, Kimberly, do you want to? Kim, did you want to make a comment on this one?
I reached out to Joe, and he said he would consider serving as the vice chair, but then, from my understanding, you might still want to. I'm not really sure because.
Okay, so, yeah, so normally. Oh, go ahead, Joe.
Oh, yeah, so I'd be happy to serve in any capacity, but my thought was, Nancy, that you've done a fantastic job, and so. Yeah, I'd like to nominate you to remain the chair of this coming year.
Okay, thank you, John. And yes, I can do that. I'm interested in doing that. So is that like a, do we do formal nominations and then it's seconded, or Angie, maybe you can add some direction?
Yeah, Joe would nominate you, and then however it works, and so for each position, and then you vote.
Okay, so let's make sure that we have all the interests out first. So, Joe, I heard you said that you would be willing to do the continue in the vice chair role.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, I'm happy to serve as the chair for one more year, but then would want to roll off after the end of this next year. Is there any other interest in being the chair or the vice chair for this next year? Okay, and then what about treasurer, Jason?
I'm happy to continue on.
Okay, so would somebody like to make a motion? Do we do them one at a time, Angie, or can we do them all at the same time?
It's probably better to do them one at a time because somebody doesn't agree with one person.
Okay.
Yeah. I move that we nominate Nancy for chairman of the Board of Accountancy for the coming year.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I nominate Joe Sullivan to be vice chair for this coming year.
Second. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And Jason. Nominate Jason to be treasurer for this coming year.
Second.
Give me a second.
Yeah, second. I did. Second.
Okay, all right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motions have passed. Great. Okay, then we've got the 2021 board and committee attendance.
Is that just information only, Nancy?
I believe that it is, but is there any, I'm going to look to board staff on this one. Are there any elements on attendance that you feel warrants discussion by the board?
Last year, you expressed some concern with the attendance of one of the QC members, mm-hmm. and that attendance has not improved this year, so that would be up to your discussion.
Okay, and that's on the BOAC,
the qualifications committee.
The qualifications committee, yeah. So I think it is important that when you receive an appointment to the board or to a committee, that you made a commitment and that you need need to show up to each one of those meetings, and if you're not, you really need to step down from that position to allow someone who really is willing to put in the time and effort. You know, there's a lot of things going on in everyone's life and with, you know, demands and everything, and so it sounds like since I do remember this, we went over it last year, so it sounds like we need to go ahead and remove that committee member and put somebody in who will show up to each and every meeting and participate in those.
Can I ask a question about that? So we can remove that member, I understand that part, but there was some discussion earlier about the interest list, and so generally staff would find somebody from the interest list to make sure that that group is, you know, diverse in all areas. But is that something the board would rather do at this point?
Yeah, so we've asked Kim to provide us some additional parameters on the interest list so that we can do a better evaluation of asking people to be on the board. We want to make sure that there's a good mix of large firms, right? So someone from the big four, as well as small firms, different industry groups, different areas of expertise. And so once Kim provides that to the board, we will make some recommendations and ask the staff to reach out to those individuals to fill those roles.
I believe that the procedure around this was that once the, that it was to be reviewed, and then the list of the qualifications committee should be presented, and that should be adopted versus having to like physically like vote to remove people. If it was, and I believe there was, we had a policy and procedure that we wrote up that talked about the number of times that they could miss. And so it was basically like, you know, to be removed from that list, and then just when the board would approve the new qualifications committee list, it would just not have that person on it.
I agree, that's what it used to be. I just feel like it's not that going forward. So I just wanted to acknowledge that we would remove that person and maintain a vacancy on the committee until the board chooses a replacement.
Yeah, so we would do that at the next board meeting.
Okay.
Julie, does that cause any quorum problems or do you have people at QC?
We would have 10 at that point, so as long as, you know, yeah, we'll make it work.
Okay. The next item is the 2021 Q3 exam.
Nancy?
Yep.
I have a question on the attendance. I have two blank spots in there.
In the supplemental, I corrected that. I had added your name to a different line, and I didn't remove the gray. But the supplemental has the correct amount.
All right, I just didn't find that. Thank you.
Okay, the next item is the 2021 Q3 exam candidate statistics.
That's just information only.
And does anybody have any questions? Okay, the next item on the list is consideration of the reciprocity application for Pujong Minim, and I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the application for Pujong for reciprocity.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there further discussion? For a vote of yes to accept the reciprocity application for Pujong Menon, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion has passed.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you
for coming in
today. Okay, moving on in our agenda. Okay, in the matter of item 9E, in the matter of Darren Hall, the board is in receipt of a request from Mr. Hall regarding his settlement agreement, and the board takes no action at this time. Okay, the next item up is the report of We've heard from the OSCPA and the OAIA, so is the report of the chair. So I'll just briefly mention again that Kimberly and I had the opportunity to speak at the OSCPA conference just a couple weeks ago. We had the opportunity to go through and share with the attendees the activities of the board, the changes that we were looking at making, reminded folks of key elements to make sure that they're staying in compliance, spent a little time talking about employing CPAs who are not in good standing or not active with the board, so made sure that everybody understood that one. And as I think I said earlier, we got a few chat comments back saying, hey, you know, thank you for that clarification, didn't quite realize that. So that was also good. And that is probably the main update that I have for you. Next item, report of the vice chair, Joe.
Thanks, Nancy. No report at this time.
Okay. Jason, report of the treasurer for the fiscal 22 projections.
So we're 4 months with our projections of our actual, this is our biennial period. And revenues are coming in as predicted, and we're underspent on our expenditures, so we're looking good overall.
Great. So good job to board staff on that. It's always nice to hear that we're either at budget or a little bit under budget. So that is always good news. Okay, moving down our agenda, I believe that we're on item 18, the ratification of requests. So item A, CPA certificates and permits. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the certificate that's presented for our CPA.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote in favor of accepting the CPA certificates and permits as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion has passed. Firm registrations?
I make a motion to accept firm registrations as presented to the board.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote in favor of accepting the firm registrations as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion has carried. Administration to the municipal roster?
I make a motion to accept the administration to the municipal roster as presented.
I second it.
Further discussion. Angie, I just have a clarifying question here. I don't know if it matters, so I just want to get it on record. One of the individuals on the list works directly for me. Would it be a conflict for me to vote on this?
If one of the individuals on this is just a certification of all the people on the list, right?
Yes.
I think you're fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure and let the record know that one of the individuals works directly for me. Okay, for a vote of yes to accept admission to the municipal roster as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? The motion has carried. Okay, I believe that is all of our items. Before I get to announcements and adjournment, is there anything else that the board needs to discuss today? Okay, hearing none. Our next board meeting is February 17th, 2022. And we are done pretty early today, so we're getting here about 3 hours back. I thought we were going to go to 4 o'clock today, so use your afternoon wisely. And if I could just ask Angie and Kimberly to stay online. Everyone else, thank you and have a good day. We'll see you in February.
Great.
I need to make Kim the host really quick, otherwise when I leave, you'll end.
Okay, don't do that to us.
I know, but every time somebody leaves the group, then it moves her on my list.